We're a generation that is ready to retort and to express our opinion that means nothing at all. Now, there were 144,000 with the Father's name. Verse 4 says, and they shall see his face. Then shall they see his face and his name. Now, I don't know any other way you can put that. His shame, his name. That's what that means. That doesn't mean his authority shall be in their forehead. It means that his name is going to be that, saints. Doesn't mean his authority. And so that's this accursed thing. As he tried to remove the name of Yahweh out of the mind of Adam and Eve. That's what he did. Because when he came in the midst of the garden, they hid themselves from him. And that's what he's done today, saints. He knows that the Father has a name. This fool knows that. And he knows that if he can bring any man under the power of that law of his, which is no law at all, that he reject the voice of Yahweh, the truth of Yahweh, his statutes, his ordinance, that man is an accursed thing. Because he walks after his father. Now this generation wants someone to appease their flesh. You tell them their son is a nice man, he's going into the kingdom, he's going to hell. Of their daughter, she'll be all right. No, she's not going to be all right. No man's going to put his hand to the plow and turn his back. He's not even fit for Yahweh's kingdom. He's not even fit. And that's the truth. We don't want Yahweh to judge righteously. Our minds are so corrupt and so wicked. We will judge him wrong because he judged situations righteously. We don't like that. That's why your daughter, she's never given you power to preach or to teach any doctrine. No, he hasn't. That's why many of you all, you get into your mess because you're trying to teach. You teach the young women how to be women and how to dress, how to adorn themselves, how to be good wives to their husbands. That's what scripture says. In his name, they're going to see his face. And his name is going to be in their forehead. When a man can't see that name today, it's because his mind is cursed. I will show you in scripture. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. That's why this wicked Jezebel today, Yahweh's going to kill her children with death. And that's what scripture says. He's going to kill them with death. He is going to kill her children with death. Every last one of them, he's going to kill them with death. Now look what it says in Joshua chapter 7, verse 24. He said, when I do that, you're going to know that I search the reins of a man's heart. That's what he searches. He searches a man's heart. You can say what you want to, but he searches a man's heart. He sees the little corrupt things there. The scripture says in Joshua chapter 7, verse 24. I read this last week, I believe. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment, just that little one thing, the garment, and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep. Did they not take all of that? You all don't want to do that today, saints. They took everything. They couldn't touch anything. They didn't touch anything. That's why you don't lay hand suddenly on no man. Be ye not a partaker of another man's sin. I see them hypocrites out there. I don't lay hands on them. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be a part of that sin. He said, and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Israel shall stone, and all Israel stone him with stones, and burn them with fire, that the stones them, and after they have stoned them with stones, they burn them with fire. Well, because they had done that which was wicked before Yahweh. Now look at verse 12 of the same chapter. Verse 12. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were a curse. Neither will I be with you anymore, except now. He's not going to be with you, Satan. You hear that? Except you destroy that accursed thing, that filthy garment, that garment of yours that have been spotted by the flesh, that Babylonian spirit, that Babylonian flesh garment, unless you destroy. He said, I won't be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed thing from among you. You're going to have to destroy the accursed thing from among you. You're not going to assist his power. You're not going to assist his direction, his healing, unless you destroy that Babylonian garment, that garment out of Egypt, that Egyptian spirit. You're not going to know the power of Almighty Yahweh. And that's why we can't assist it today. We don't want to destroy that garment. We ought to hate that garment that has been spotted by the flesh. We have spotted the garment with flesh. We have spotted this righteous garment, the garment of Yahweh, with fleshly traditions and fleshly sayings. That shouldn't be, saints. We ought to hate it. We ought to hate it. He said, I will not be with you until you destroy it. Well, that was for them. Well, is he the same today as he was with them? He has not changed, saints. The matter of fact, he has given us something greater. What he has given to them is as great as what he has given unto us. But he has brought it forth in a way that we can allow it to give us life. That's what the Spirit does. A Spirit gives life. And so it's imparted that Spirit in us that it will give us life to obey his voice and to do what he says. You can't obey the voice of Yahweh. You don't know him. Messiah said, these words that I speak, they're not my words. They come from the Father. He had to have a Father, and he knew the identity of his Father. Sure he did. He didn't call him God. He didn't call him Lord. In pagan terms, you call him Yahweh. And that is his name, Yahweh. Yahweh is his name. Yahweh. Well, that's not in Scripture's name, is Yahweh. Well, that was just what those devils did. They used a short, poetic form of his name, Yahweh. But his name is Yahweh. Neither is in the Scripture where faggots say that no word homosexual is there. That's not there either. Smoking either. But we know that you can't defile your body. If any man defile the temple of Yahweh, the body of Yahweh, his house, he's going to destroy him. Don't you know that your body is the house of Yahweh, his spirit? If you defile that, he's going to destroy you. He said, unless you get that accursed thing, you're not going to grow. You're not going to receive any spiritual understanding. You're going to be a buffoon. Your mind is going to be twisted all of the days. And they got brought the accursed thing too. And they stoned them. They stoned their children, their little babies. They killed every last one of them. Well, that's not a merciful one. He is very merciful. He is so merciful that he destroyed every last one of them. They were children fitted for destruction. He said, I'm going to destroy your children. I'm going to kill her children. Well, he doesn't do that. He's going to kill your children. You that are accursed, that accursed spirit, he's going to kill your children. And that's the truth. That's him. That's him. I don't care what kind of doctor we get taught to us. This is what he says. Well, that's not the interpretation of it. Then tell me the interpretation of it then. He won't kill. Can I ask you a question? You say, well, he's not going to kill. Can I ask you a question? You say you believe that there is going to be a catching away of the righteous. You say you believe that in Revelation. You say you believe that. Undoubtedly, only one believe that in Revelation then. Only one believe that then. I believe what it says in Revelation just like I do what it says in Genesis. He said I'm going to kill her children. He means what he says. Yahweh says that. He's going to kill them too. Well, because they are accursed children. He's going to kill them. Who do you think is going to bring death upon this earth? Yahweh is going to do it. He's going to kill them by the billions upon this earth. Well, that's not going to happen. Do they die every day? They die every day, don't they? He's the only one that has power over death. The only one. So he is going to destroy. And that's a fact. Why? Because it is an accursed thing. That's why he must destroy the accursed things out of the earth. That's why he's going to bind Satan now, and he's going to bind him for 1,000 years. And everything that is corrupt is going to come to the top. Then he's going to loose him for a short period. Then he's going to bring them all to that valley of Hinnom, where death is going to ensue all of them. And he's going to kill them. He's going to kill them. If he spared not his only son, saint, you are a fool to think that he's not going to do that. He's going to kill them. He's going to destroy them. He's going to destroy everyone that rejects His truth. Everyone that rejects His truth. He said, even if a man is a Gentile, if he comes in and do according to the truth, He said, then I will bless that man. I'll deal with him, right? I'll judge him according to that. You know this, even the judgment and the laws and the things have been taught, it has come by this whore saints. It has come by this Jezebel whore. It's come by this Catholic Church. There are things in the text that you have in your hand that the Greeks, that they translated from the Greek language, that they use certain gods and idioms, they use them for nouns and things like that, and yet they're nothing but names of gods. I showed my wife something this morning. I said, look at that. See, we use terms that we don't even know because we're ignorant people. We will not allow someone to lead us. You see, if you can't allow a man to leave, you're not going to allow Yahweh to leave because you haven't seen him. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. You're not going to be led. And he understands that too. He knows him. Can I ask you one question? Will you answer this honestly? Turn to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 33. Proverbs 3, verse 33. When you all get that, just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When everyone gets that, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 33. Because I want you all to read that together. And I want to ask you one question after you read that. Proverbs 3, verse 33. You all have that? Now let us read that. Proverbs 3:33. The what? Is where? But he what? Now is that the truth or is it not? Is not Satan called the wicked one? Is that his curse there? He said the curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked. But he blesses the habitation of the just one. The ones that are governed by just law. He's a just creator. He gives us a just law. And to say that his laws are unjust, you are a wicked one. And when what is the wicked one, then there's a curse in that one's house. Why? Because they cannot abide, they cannot walk in truth, they cannot even speak the truth. And so there's a curse that abides in the house of the wicked. When a man rejects the laws of Yahweh, he is a wicked man. A man cannot have Messiah and say he rejects the laws. Because he is the fulfillment of those laws. He's the fulfillment of the prophets. He came to make known that what they said is not a lie. What you have here is the mercies of Yahweh. That's what you have in this, the mercies. What you have in this is a hope. I'm your hope that I'm the mediator between the Father and you. That's what you have in this body. They didn't have this. When they sinned, there was retribution when they sinned. When there were two or three witnesses, a man died. And now, he says, you have a witness. I'm the witness that his redemption is an eternal, everlasting redemption. And the price that I shall pay, it shall be sufficient. It shall be sufficient. That shall be enough. So I'm your hope now. I am the hope, man. Don't take that for granted. Don't take the grace of Yahweh for granted. For that alone is sufficient. That he has called you and said, look, you're not worth a thing. You're wicked. You're sinful. You're corrupt. And yet I'm going to show you something. It's not going to be by any works you've done. I had two that were twins unborn. I loved one and I hated the other. Neither one of them had done any works of righteousness. I just loved one and I hated the other. We don't believe that that's the same one that is in this hour that we're in. He hasn't changed. He still loved the one and hate the other. He hasn't changed. Not one bit at all. Not one bit at all. So there's a curse that dwells amongst the wicked. When a man rejects his laws, when he rejects the truth, they were wicked. Why? Because they want to destroy Messiah. Thinking in destroying him, they destroy the law. That's what they believe. You think you shut your ears, you destroy the law. That doesn't destroy the laws of Yahweh. His laws are eternal. And they will never change. For you, me, or anyone else, his laws will never change. Now, I want to show you something in Daniel. Now, we have all these men that they would talk about the prophecy of Daniel and Revelation. Now, I want to show you what it says in Daniel, all right? You have the money grubbers and the greedy dogs of hell. They will rot a congregation to death for Melchizedek concerning tithes and offerings. Sure they do. Sure they will. Now, if the tithes and offerings are the true words of Yahweh, then tell me what is this. It says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 11, look what it says. Daniel chapter 9. He says, yea, verse 11, yea, not some, but it says all. Israel have transgressed thy law, and we have all transgressed his law. He said, all now. And we all have transgressed his law. He said, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. They don't want to do what you say, Father. Therefore, when you don't obey him, he says what? The what? You about to hear this, saints. You don't obey him. He said, the curse is poured out upon us. Families have brought curses upon their sons and daughters because they will not obey the voice of Yahweh. They have compromised the truth. They will not stand firm on the truth of Yahweh. And they don't love Yahweh and they don't love them. I don't care what no one says. I still love you. They're full of lies. Yahweh is love, and there's no other love but his love. How can you love without him dwelling in you? You don't have the ability to love. Yet the world loves their own. What the world calls love, or what they use that term in the Hebrew, in the Greek language, they use two words. They use charity. They use love. They use agape. They use charity. Yahweh just simply love, saints. He said, and the oath that is what? See, it's got to be written. He said, the oath that is written where? In the law of who? Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, because we have sinned against him. He said that the thing that's going to come upon us, but it's already written. It's already written. And it can't be changed. Once it's written, it's not going to be changed, saints. And what Moshe has written is not going to change. Well, we are under grace. That was grace that they had too. You think that we just found grace with Yahweh? Did he not choose Israel? Were they not the least amongst all nations? Was that not grace? Was it not by his sovereign choice to choose them? When there were other nations greater and mightier than them, did he not choose them? Did he not choose them? What is that then? He hasn't changed. You tell his love was different then than it is now? Was it a different magnitude of love? Was judgment different then than it is now? We've been taught these lies. And he hath confirmed now, he has confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. You mean the judges brought upon them a great evil? Why? Because they didn't judge him righteously. When a man doesn't judge you righteously according to the law of Yahweh, he brings an evil thing in your heart. And we don't like that today. We don't want no one to judge us according to truth and righteousness. We get angry. We become hostile, ready to fight. That's wickedness. He said, for under the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Jerusalem. He said, what I'm about to do. It has not been done under the whole heavens, what I'm about to do. It hasn't been done. Verse 13. As it is written in the law now of Moshe. That's what he said. All the evil is come upon us. Yet may we not our prayer before Yahweh our Father. See, folks don't even pray. Don't you find it difficult to pray when your evil has overtaken your heart? You can't pray. You say what you want to. You can be a hypocrite all you want to. You begin to roll in that anger. You begin to roll in that evil spirit. It blinds your mind to pray. The farther you go away from his law, the farther you got. And you begin to find other evil things coming out of you. He said that we might turn from our iniquities and understand what? Thy truth. He told them what the truth was. The law of Moshe. That we may understand thy truth. Therefore have Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Father is righteous in some of his works. In all of his works that he doeth. For we obey not his voice. He said, you're of your father the devil. For you will not hear what I say. You cannot hear because you're of your father the devil. And that's why men cannot hear today. For they don't abide in truth. They will not walk in the truth of Yahweh. They are cursed. The houses are cursed. They have transgressed the law. Yahweh said the curse is poured out upon you. For you will not walk in the truth of Yahweh. But if I will not walk in the truth of Yahweh, there's a curse upon that man. We can try to seize this for our own benefit, but it's just the truth of Yahweh. Well, I'm not that bad. You're not. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. Minister rags from a woman. That's how filthy they are. Nothing you can do with that. Filthy, stinking rags. So it's not that you've done anything good. It's this law that is good. It judges you. He's watched upon us. He watched upon this evil, the things you've done. He sees what you've done. He knows what you've done. You better get in a place whereby you can truly pray. You're going to need that in this hour. You played around too long. You pretended. He's coming for an abundance of fruit. They're coming for this little trash we have. And the trash, putrefied. Nothing wholesome there. Nothing at all. So that is the truth. How is that all these prophets today, they prophesy, and yet they never prophesy this? He's going to pour out his curse upon them because they've transgressed his law. Why don't they tell the people that? That Yahweh is going to pour out his curse upon them because they have transgressed his law. And they will not obey his voice. And they're not going to tell them that. They're not going to say that. That is his curse. Did he not curse the devil? He said, you're cursed. His curse hasn't changed. He says, curse is in the house of the wicked. So it has not changed, my friends. That curse is no different than what he said from the beginning. That you are cursed above all things. Is it any different? Will Yahweh use the word curse? Is it curse? Or is it a blessing? It's a curse once he uses it. Well, then why not this in Malachi chapter 2 then? Malachi chapter 2. You say this is not talking to us. Malachi chapter 2 verse 1. Malachi chapter 2 verse 1. He said, and now, O ye priests. Is that not talking to us?
Yes.
Is that truly talking to us?
Yes.
Is that talking to us, my friend?
Yes.
Because I believe what it says in 2 Kephar, 2 Peter. I want to read what it says. I know what it says. I want to read it the way it's written in that book you have. I'm coming back to Malachi. But it says in Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but ye are a chosen generation. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You believe that? He says, a royal priesthood. You believe that part?
Yes.
Then you must believe what it says in Malachi. And now, O ye priests. He said, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now we should show forth the praises unto him. Who called us out of darkness? It was Yahweh. He called us out of darkness into the light and the revelation of his son that we may know whom he is. So he's talking to us here. Malachi chapter 2. And now, O priest, is it not amazing how that this wicked world will quote that in Peter? It will say they are royal priesthood. Then we must go back and find out what the priest did then. How do we find out? We got to go back to the law, the Torah, the prophets. It's an ignorant, stupid generation. It's ignorant. Sin has hardened the hearts. They're so wicked. Oh, we're royal priesthood. I believe that part too. But I believe this too. All scripture is given by the inspiration. Is this not scripture, Malachi? Is it scripture? Then who's inspired the man to write this? They're not Yahweh? Sure he did. He says, and now ye priests, this commandment is for you. Now if you are a royal priesthood, well then this commandment. You understand a royal, not just a priest now. You are a royal. You're not just a priest, but a royal priesthood. You have on the sure garment, the garment of righteousness. He says, verse 2, if ye will not hear, now that's what I've been expressing in this message, you will not hear the voice of Yahweh. He said, if you will not hear, you royal priesthood, and if you will not lay it to heart to give honor unto my name. You say you're royal priesthood? He said, if you will not give honor to my name, said Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. He said, I'm going to curse you. And I will curse your blessing. Is that not what this world talks about all the time, their blessings? He said, I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already. Why? Because you don't even lay it to heart. You don't even consider it. You already cursed what he said. Yahweh hasn't changed things. I don't care what this vile world tells you. You got to pray above all things. Yahweh sent a man of anointing that he may instruct us in the ways of truth. You got to pray that. That got to be your prayer in this hour. Because there are going to be many false messiahs go forth. Men with great signs and because the works of Satan, they're going to be mighty and great. That if it was possible, they would deceive the very elect. That's the strength of the power of darkness that we're wrestling against. That's the only thing that keep us is the law of Yahweh. That right there. You see, because we have the law of Yahweh, saints. Because he has elected to write his laws in our hearts, we will even be deceived. That's just it. It is the power of his law because Messiah said, I was not deceived by Satan. I fulfill all the laws of Yahweh. What the prophet said, the prophecies they've been fulfilled in me. It's been made known to you. You see, because we know him and we know his name, we're not giving over to that there. He is a mighty what? And then we'll say the mighty work of God is out there. We will know what name is the mighty work God in. They're going to do it in every kind of name, saints. That's the truth. That's the truth. The word Lord, there are many lords. There are millions of lords. There are millions of gods. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one self-existent one. No beginning or no end. There's only one Yahweh that brings an assurance of your cure or salvation unto the people. No one else can do that. No one else. No one else. That's right. God bless him too. He said, you are cursed already because you don't lay it to heart. Well, how do we know he was talking about his commandments? Look down in verse 6 of the same chapter. Now, this one ought to be in your mouth now. Verse 6 of chapter 2. It says what now?
The
what? The law of truth. Is that what it says?
Yes.
The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lip. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. Look at this now. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek what?
The law.
In what?
At his mouth.
They should seek the law at his mouth. You say you're royal priesthood? Get quiet, that's good. Seek the Lord in his mouth, for he is the what? Messenger of Yahweh. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at what? The law. You depart out of the way. When you depart out of the way, you're going to cause many to stumble at the wall. And that's what many are doing today, stumbling at the law. Many are called, but few are chosen. He said that broad way, how many goes in?
Many.
Huh?
Many?
Many? Is that what it says?
Yes.
And many shall go in there.
Yes.
Straight and narrow is the way that leads them to eternal life. And few that be that find it.
Yes.
See, the text of Scripture, though, it doesn't change, saints. It's just that we're too lazy to be inspired by it, or to have that vehement desire in our hearts to know what it says. He said, ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said Yahweh of hosts. Now, you royal priesthood, that's what you have done. You have corrupted the law of Levi. The law was given. They were the priests of Yahweh. He said, and you royal priesthood, you have corrupted the law of Levi. Don't tell me these, they call themselves preachers, that priest today, they teach men not to do what the law says. They teach them to go away from the law. And he said that ye are, now we are supposed to be that, we're supposed to be that chosen generation. Oh, they quote that in every whole house in America. It's supposed to be a royal priesthood and holy nation. I believe that to the house of Yahweh. I believe that, saints. What he commands us to do, you better do it with all faithfulness of heart. You better do it. His theme never changed. From new to the old, it never changed. It never changed. It never changes. Scripture says in Jeremiah, I want to read this, Jeremiah. Now I want to go back to what I read in John chapter 8, verse 43. I told you I would get back to that. It says, and you do not understand my speech because you cannot hear my word. And that's what he said. They were their father. They were a cursed people. He said, you can't understand my speech because you cannot hear my word. Now look what scripture says in Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 1. This is what scripture says. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Yehuda and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say thou unto them, you tell them, thus saith Yahweh, Father of Israel, curse be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. He's everyone that will not obey my Lord. He said, cursed be every man, which I commanded, listen now, your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Did he give them the law when he brought them forth? Did he give them the law when he brought them forth? So it has a change. Jeremiah didn't preach anything different than Moshe. That was the covenant he gave them. He gave them a law. You walk in that law, you won't be cursed. That's just it. We're trying to change him for our situation. He is not going to change, saints. I'm telling you all. He is not going to change one thing at all. He said, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice. And do them, or do what I tell you, according to all which I command you. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your father. Do everything I command you. He did not say some. He commanded them to do all of these. He said, do all that I command you. Men say, well, that doesn't mean much. They all are of equal value. And you need to do all of them. That's what scripture says. What we have done, we have trusted in the arm of flesh. We know that cursed be any man and every man that trusted in man or his ability. And that's what we trust in our own minds. We need the mind of Messiah. You trust in your feelings, your anger. You trust in your wicked judgment in the midst of your seated anger and wrath. That's wrong. That's wrong. Making this flesh the arm of your strength is wrong. It is wrong. It's wrong. Can I ask you another question? I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. I want to ask you one question. Is this for real today? You need to read that entire chapter, Deuteronomy 27. But I want to ask you one question. Is this for real today? Deuteronomy 27, verse 15. Or was this just for Israel? Deuteronomy 27, verse 15. I will read what it says. It said, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto Yahweh, the work of his hand, of the craftsman, that putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Hallelujah. Is that man cursed that he makes some graven image and say that this is the mighty one? Is that man cursed today? Then you have made your images of your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wife. You don't think that you are cursed today? When they walk contrary to the law of Yahweh, you even esteem your own carnal natural mind and your own laws of your own mind, and you tell me that you are not cursed, you are wrong. And that's the truth. Curse be any man that make any image to say this is the mighty one. He's cursed. It's an abomination unto Yahweh. And that's just it. No doubt about that. Scripture tells us in 2 Peter, 2 Gephar. I want to show you something here. Chapter 2, verse 10. These false liars today and teachers, they're cursed. Everything they produce are cursed too. That's the truth. They satisfy the flesh. Cursed be every man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart depart from Yahweh. You trust in man, the flesh of man, your heart departs from the laws of Yahweh, and you are cursed. That's just it. So they trust in the arm of man, his writing of his tradition and his laws have nothing to do with Yahweh. It says in 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 10. Look what scripture says. They said, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness. First of all, they despise government. They despise one who possesses dominion, the authority of Yahweh. He said, presumptuous are they. They're daring. They say, I do what I want to do. I do it my way. That's what a presumptuous man does. Self-will. Self-pleasing. They love to please themselves. Their circumstances. He said, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity. So they don't care what they speak evil against the mighty, majestic power of Yahweh. They speak against his laws. They speak against his name. They speak against those things. I won't do that. There are things I don't understand, but I won't speak against it. I'll leave it alone. And Yahweh will bring it to light. He will. It will be judged by his laws, his righteousness, his truth. He will bring it to light. Now, you don't know everything. We don't know everything. You don't even know your own sins and your own corrupting of your own heart. You don't even know how deceitful that thing is. How do you know? Because it leads you into dilemmas all the time. You do things that are not proper. They're not right before Yahweh. He says, whereas Melechim, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before Yahweh. He said, I want to tell you their character. These are natural, brute beasts. That's what they are. They speak against things. They speak against dignities. They're beasts today, saints. They're natural, brute beasts made to be taken and what? You tell me that's Yahweh? He said, they're made to be taken and destroyed, these deceivers and their lies, these lying doctrines that they're preaching. They're made to be taken and destroyed, speaking evil of things that they understand not. Now that's a terrible dilemma, saints. I wouldn't speak evil against a thing that I don't understand. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all by getting it, understanding. So I would pray, Yahweh, give me understanding. Well, that name, I just don't know. And Pastor Robert just going off the wall. Yeah, I have gone off the wall. They spoke evil against things they don't understand. You can't speak evil against things you don't understand. He said, and shall utterly perish in what? In what? Whose corruption they're going to perish in? In their own corruption. It's not somebody else's corruption. Well, Pastor Rob, nah, it is your own corruption. They're going to perish in their own corruption. He said, perish. They're going to be destroyed in their own corruption. Well, that is not what it means. Isn't that amazing how this wicked generation is? They always try to reason out, explain what he means. He means what he says. Can I ask you all a question? Did he destroy the first world? Did he destroy it? He said they should perish in their own. He said these are made to be taken in what? And what? Yahweh spared not the first world. He destroyed it. Save only Noah, eight of them, a preacher of righteousness. Righteousness. Did he destroy them? So he said they're meant to be died up when he did with the first world. Did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Did he destroy it? He means what he says. He said, and they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They don't realize how corrupt they are. Imagine they don't realize how corrupt they are. He said, they're going to perish. He said, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. Well, what is the reward of unrighteousness? When a man violates the law, that's the reward of unrighteousness. Read Deuteronomy 27, 26. As they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. I don't believe that that word is the most proper word, the best word for that statement right there. Now you must look up the word riot and see what it means and see what it defines. To your riot is what? To go crazy. To go out and just disobey laws. Do what you think it is right. So they don't care what they do. They do it in the brightness of the day. They don't care if someone speaks to them the righteous law of Yahweh. They don't even care. Look what he calls them now. He calls them, first of all, spots. They have no morality. They're wicked. And they are blemishes. They're disgraceful. Full of disgrace. They're blemishes. Sporting themselves. Look at this now. They walk around now. Said, I'm a saint. I love you. I love everybody. Sporting themselves with their own what? Deceivings. They deceive themselves. Well, Pastor Roberts ain't going to deceive me. No, my friend. You don't have to worry about that. You deceive your own self. With their own deceiving while they feast with you. While they say they love you. While they say, I stand with the Lord. That's what they do. That's what men have done. Now that's the truth. He said, having eyes full of adultery. They're faithless toward Yahweh. They have no faith. They don't love him. They don't honor him. His name has no pleasure in their inward parts. He said they have eyes full of adultery and that cannot stop sinning. They cannot stop transgressing the law of Yahweh. Beguiling or their allure entice unstable souls. And heart or a heart they have exercised with covetous practice curse children. Is that what that says? It says thou shalt not covet. Their practices disallow the law of Yahweh. Their children are cursed. They are cursed. Everything they touch, everything they birth, everything they teach is a cursed thing. That's the truth, saints. You send this for your own strength. That's why the scripture says, know them. You got to know them that labor amongst you. Man, labor amongst you, you got to know him. You got to know by the fruit. You should know that by the fruit. That's just it. That's the truth, saints. That is the truth. Well, I still don't believe that someone is cursed. All right, let me finish up. Verse 15. Which have forsaken the right way. He did not say have forsaken the right ways. There's only one right way. He's there forsaken the right way. And they've gone astray now. They've gone after strange things. Following after the way of Balaam. He was a deceiver. A deceived fool. The son of Bozor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. He loved sin more than he loved the laws of Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to the man, told him exactly what to do. And rejected what he said. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with a mad voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Called them a prophet too. He said, I want you to know what they are. They are wells without water. They have no living water in them at all. Clouds that are carried away with a tempest. To whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Now that is what the scripture tells us. They're carried away with every kind of tempest, every kind of doctrine. They don't want the law of Yahweh. There's only one truth. And his law is the truth because it is him. For when they speak great swelling words, The words are of vanity. Words that are void of the law is the truth of Yahweh. They speak great swelling words. They allure now. They draw through the lust of the flesh. Now that's how they draw men. Are they not drawing men today through the lust of the flesh? God wants you to have the riches. He wants you to have a Cadillac. He wants all your bills paid. The other you're going to get a hundredfold back. The year of prosperity, the year of much, the year of plenty. He said because of their lust for men, because they lust and they desire, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. You understand what that wantonness is? You know what it is? I know we don't look at words like that. It's just a lust that is unbridled. Yeah. Through much wantonness, those who were clean escaped from them who live in deceit. Because their flesh becomes wanton, lustful, and greedy. And that's what these liars today are doing. Not only are those that are hearing them are cursed, but their children are cursed too. Cursed children. Were not the seed of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, were they not cursed when they rejected the law of Yahweh? He raised up Moshe. And they said, you're taking too much on yourself. They were cursed, saints. And he destroyed them all. He destroyed the babies, the children, and all. He killed every last one of them. He is a Yahweh of destruction. He's a man of war, as what scripture says. He's a Yahweh of war. That's what he does. He fights. For what reason? Because he pitied his name. That's what it's all about, his name. That's what Messiah came to do, restore the luster and the honor to his name. It was lost. That's why man can't even worship today. That's why you find it so difficult to get out of your corrupt flesh. Why? Because there's much wantonness there. You're always drawn by natural things and carnal things. And that's the truth. I want to ask you another question. Matthew 25. Is this the truth? Matthew 25. See, you can't get around this preaching. You can't get under it. And you sure ain't going over it. You're not going over the Father. You got to come in at the door. Now, is this the truth here, or is it a lie? Chapter 25, verse 41. This is what he's going to say. Yahweh's going to say this. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand. Is that not what it says in your text? He's going to tell them what? Depart from me, ye what?
Curse.
Ye what?
Curse.
Ye curse into where? Prepare for whom? And his angels. He's going to tell them to depart from me. Depart. You're cursed. So you tell me they're not those that are cursed? You tell me they're not cursed? They're those that are cursed. Depart from me. Depart from me. Ye are cursed. Ye are cursed. Now, is that the truth? What I just read is the truth too. What I began to preach today, it is the truth. No lie in it. And it is simply the truth. I want to close here from Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 17. I want to begin reading. He says, and ye have seen their abominations and their idols or their gods. They have their gods today. I watched some young men other day as I was coming home. They were shining their mag rims and it gave me such a cringe. I say, man, it was not just someone washing a car. It was beyond that. It was beyond that. It was their God. He treasured and worshiped that. It was frightening to see that. I say, my Father, don't ever let me do that. He said, and ye have seen their abomination. That was an abominable thing. And their idols of wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man, listen now, if there be among you man, or woman, or family, or tribe, okay, who it is, whose heart turneth away this day from Yahweh, our Father, and go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. If there be any of you all that go away from serving Yahweh, to be turned and to serve the gods of the nations. We are a holy nation. Is that not what it calls us? And so they are nations with gods. And you go and serve these other gods. Any man, any tribe, your family, that's a tribe. You're from the Roberts clan, tribe. But I've been birthed into the kingdom clan, son of Yahweh. He says in verse 19, and it come to pass when ye heareth the word of this curse, that he blessed himself when a man, not this is what he says, when a man turns away, there be a root of gall and wormwood rise up in this man. Look what will happen in verse 19. And it come to pass that when he heareth the words of this curse, when Yahweh said that this is your death and your destruction, man will say that he blessed himself in his heart. Well, I'm not that wrong. I don't care what he said. I'm doing right. That ain't me. Get quiet. He said, bless himself in his own heart. Pastor Robbins don't understand. Well, that ain't what the word means. God doesn't mean dad. That's what they say. He blessed himself in his own heart, says, I have peace. Honey, I know I'm all right with the Lord. That's what they say. My heart is just right. Now you do what you think is right, and I do what I think is right. How can that be? We have the mind of Messiah. There's only one thinking. He says this, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, I do what I think is proper. I know what you're saying, but I'm doing what's in my own heart. I know. To add drunkenness, he's a drunken thing now. To add drunkenness to it, to thirst, Yahweh will not spare that one. He says a wicked curse thing, he will not spare him. But then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smote against that man. And all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. That that's Yahweh. That's him, saints. He has not changed. You hear the truth of his law. You say, well, I don't believe we have to do that. He said, just don't do that. Don't bless yourself and say, I know I'm right. They tell you, you know these hypocrites and folks are they're filled with such hypocrisy and such lies. The first thing they say, because it's just a thing that's been, we've been trained to do that. Oh, I love you. I love everybody. They're liars. You can't even love unless you know the law of Yahweh. Yahweh's love. You can't love. That's it. Oh, I love it. No, you don't love everybody. You're a flat out liar. He said, they say in their hearts, well, I've been good. Well, I said, I'm all right. You always say, no, my anger's upon you, man. And I'm going to smite you. And all the curses that are written, now they're written in the book, shall be upon him. And Yahweh shall blot out his name from under heaven. He's going to blot out his name from the book. That's what scripture says, saints. He's going to blot his name out. That's the truth. You're not going to hear Yahweh's truth and say, well, that's right, but that's not right. No, his law is true. That is just as right as that one. Those two are just as right as that one, and that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. They all are right. They all are right. You can't take one that you don't think is right. They all are right. And you're not going to say that this one is not right, but that one is right. You can't say that. That one is just as right as that one. We must know his name to not take it in vain to say it's a worthless piece of a name. We can't do that. And this world says that all the day long. Every day, that's all it says. And that is the truth, saint. He said, I'm going to blot out his name. Now, did he not use the word name then? Well, the man must, he has a name. He's going to blot it out. And Yahweh shall separate him. Yahweh separates them now unto evil out of the tribe of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in the book of what? Book of the law. He's going to separate him. Well, the other book, you better read Deuteronomy, all right? It tells you about the curses there. He says, so that the generation to come, we're not generation to come?
Yes.
We are that generation that has come. Are we not?
Yes.
Of your children that shall rise up after you now, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plague on the land and the sickness which Yahweh has laid upon them, that we should have enough spiritual understanding that we say, my, we know that's the hand of Yahweh upon that house. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. That's the curse of Yahweh. We should be able to discern that and to know that change. That's the truth. And that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning. That there is none sown. You can't grow anything. Nothing grow in the lives of the folks today. You don't see no fruit at all today, saints. There ain't no fruit. You say what you want to, brimstone, salt. You can't grow nothing in no salty land. You can't do that. Stone, that's what Israel would do with the land. They would all take stones and drop them. You can't grow nothing in no salt. What about that? Nothing but stones. You turn them over, you hit stones. It won't produce nothing. He said, nor beareth nor any grass groweth therein. Like the overthrowing of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Nothing come forth. It is a desolate thing. It is a cursed thing. And there's no fruit that can come forth out of Shaitan. There's no life that come forth out of that vile thing of hell. He said, even all nations shall say, wherefore have Yahweh done thus unto this land? What meaneth the heat of his great anger? Verse 25. The men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, because they have resisted the laws and the covenant of Yahweh. That's why these things are going to come to pass. For there is no love for his law and his truth. You can find that today. Very few love his laws today. They resist what he says. But his laws are true. They're what govern us and bring us into his presence whereby we can hear his voice. For everything he does, he speaks according to his laws. There's a proper protocol, the way we come before him. There's a proper protocol. He has statutes and ordinance. We come before him praising and with thanksgiving, with our hands lifted, with clean hands. You see, that's why we never experience the true dynamics of the power of Yahweh. For we don't do what he says. You know what it takes before you go to Walmart? You got to make sure you got enough money. You got to make sure you're ready to walk. You do all that, but when it comes to Yahweh and his truth, we don't believe that. We don't take time for that. We don't take that. And your strength only you have on the strength because I constantly remind you of that. Of your slothful ways, your evil ways. You don't spend time with the Father. You don't study. The world's not going to do that. These religious whorehouses are not going to do that. They want you to be ignorant. They don't want you to say. They don't want you to. All they want to talk about is their blessing, their prosperity, and their goods, and you're nice, and God loves you, and he's going to take him in lies. He said, I'm going to burn you in hell. Why? Because you're not obeying the covenant. And that's the truth, saints. We got to do what he says. And everything that he told them to do, it was written. It was written. And he means for us to do what he says. We're not going to get by, saints, not any of us. I don't care what you think, who you think you are, you're not going to get by on your way. We're in this hour whereby we must do all that is commanded unto us to do. There was a time we got by. He because of our ignorance, he winked at us. Now he said, I'm calling you all to repent. You change now, you don't have to do that again. We can't walk that way. I don't care what no man says. We can't. I don't care what we can't walk that way. That's a curse. And the power of hell, that curse of Shaitan, if a man is of that birth, he is cursed. He's not going to obey the covenant of Yahweh. He's not going to do what the Father says. Well, I haven't been that bad. I know you haven't. You're just wicked. You can't see your wickedness. You can't see your vile uncleanliness. You can't see your putrefied ways. You can't see that. And a fool can never see his unclean ways. He can't see his filthy ways. You're going to have to do it his way and no way at all. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. He's going to say to those on his left hand, depart. Ye are cursed. Why are they cursed? Because they are their father. And everything that is of their father, Shaitan, they are cursed. When a man is blessed, he obeys the laws of Yahweh. He takes delight in that. Because he takes pleasure that his father leads and guides him. And brings him to a discipline that he can obey him all things. Not the God of this earth. It tells you all that you got your own God. That's why there's such a diversity. There's such battles today because everyone say, well, I don't like that. That word seems like it makes things different. You read the King James, you don't understand most of the stuff in there because of the language of it. That's it. You can sit here and say you do. You're a flat out liar. I can read your scriptures and you don't have no idea what it's saying. and many of them. Because of the phraseology of the words, the way it's written. That's the truth. We trust that. And we don't believe that there are other men. We think that King James and those bunch of liars and cutthroats. That's what they were. That's the truth, saints. They were not honorable men. They were not men filled with no spirit of Yahweh. Because he wouldn't have picked them. He wanted to have something to rival with the old Roman whorehouse. To say that we got our own religion. Just like folks today. Like the Baptists got there, the Methodists and all of that. That's just the truth. You can blind your eyes to it all you want to, but it's the truth. You can say it didn't happen, but it happened. Now you got those King James only say, well, I know these things happen, but. No, it's no but. That's just the truth. That's why you need the Spirit today, saints. Of all things, you need the Spirit of Yahweh to lead and to guide you. And I'm not talking about the Negro spirit or the white man, Caucasian spirit. I'm talking about Yahweh's spirit. It leads you into all truth. All truth. We're leading God you into all truth. And a Messiah destroyed the truth, and what he said was a flat out lie, then throw it all out of the window. Throw it all out because it don't mean a nigger with a rat's fat dropping. That's just the truth. You can sit here and placate all you want to and say, well, when that's important, all of it is important. It's either some, it's either all or none. That's it. That's it. If you want to believe what's in the King James, you got to believe it all then. And then he tells you what to do. You don't even believe that. That's the truth. What a generation that's filled with hypocrisy. They say they believe and they don't believe. They say they trust him and they don't trust him. He tells us what to do and we don't do it. He commands us what to do and say, well, I don't think it takes that. Well, that's not what he means. Now, he meant what he said. That's the truth. We want to, as old said, we'll have our pie and our cake and eat it too. That's what we want. We'll have our own will, do what we want to do, and we want him to confirm what we do. He's not going to do that. He's going to tell you, depart from me. Depart. You curse. You're a worker of iniquity. And that's what Satan is. He's the prince of iniquity. He's the king. He's the lawless one. He cannot obey the law of Yahweh. And from the beginning, he was a murderer. That's what he was. Thou do not commit murder. And from the beginning, he was. I believe that Yahweh gave him the power and the strength on this earth because he, before he made man, I believe that the hosts of the heavens dwelled here. I believe they came forth. It was a glorious place and a beautiful place until sin was found in that surface of hell's heart. That's why when he came, the scripture said that the earth was without form and it was void. So when something before it has to be devoid. That was something here. I believe that. I don't care what the Baptists say. We got this trash in us. This trash got to come out. That's just it. That's just a fact. That's just it. The things that you can't explain. No, you can explain things about Yahweh. You can't even explain his name. You're just preaching by faith. You can't explain the birth of Messiah from a virgin. Can you explain that? Don't tell me you can't, hypocrite. Man can't explain that, but they try to explain it. It is revealed, brother. A revelation. It's the truth of it. Why? Because it's just truth. Well, there are many gods that came that way. There are many gods that were born by virgins. There are many gods that they say that were born by virgins. There are many gods. Believe me. But there's only one son of Yahweh. But there are many gods, but there's only one son of Yahweh. That's the difference. He was the Word made flesh. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength today. I pray that he bless your hearts. Pray that the word strengthen you today, saints. I'm looking forward for that great resurrection morning. That's what I'm looking for. For I know it won't be soon. As those saints will say, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And I believe that. Before all things, I want Yahweh to make sure that there are men that stand for truth. Preach to me. Tell me the truth. I want to walk in the truth above all things. I want to walk in his truth. I don't care what I've learned. I don't care what things that I've done for 25 years. If it's wrong, it's just wrong. When it's right to do right, I'm going to do it. I don't care. I don't care what I've taught, what I've said, to my own ignorance. Yet because, as Brother James reminded us, he knew the desire. Even though I was ignorant, he knew my desire. I want to please the Father. I want to. I'm not out here playing around. I want to please him. And I want to be in business with him. I want to be sincere and genuine. I've never been a brother, a man of pretense, of false. Never. Even in the world, I wasn't that way. What you got with me, you got what you got with me. If I was your friend, I was your friend. I didn't do like other men did me. Even though they did me wrong, that's all right. That's all right. Go ahead. You don't have to worry about me, man. I'm not going to fight you. I don't want to fight you. But that's just me. You go on. You do your thing. Just forget it. I'm all right. You don't have to worry about me. That's the way I was. I'm the same way now. In a pure sense, because it is His anointing upon me. You know, the scripture says that the parents, the father, the mother being sanctified, that when the child comes forth, it's a sanctified little child, that the covering of Yahweh is upon the child. And so many today, I'll never forget, his evangelist Hartfield told me many. It's been at least 25 years ago, he said to me, he said, Brother Roberts, most of these children today are born, have been born, and there's a power of darkness that inhibits that empowers their bodies from day as soon as their birth. They're filled with demonic power. I believe that. I believe it. Cursed children. A curse. I believe that. And that's why it behooves the parents to walk diligently and clean before Yahweh to keep the spirit right in their homes. For you husbands and wives can't be bickering and fighting about foolishness. You can't be beating each other and doing each other wrong. You have to do each other right. Love each other. That's not a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do one another wrong. Be unkind to each other. It's hard to do your wife wrong. You're doing your own body wrong. It's hard to do your husband wrong. It's doing your own body wrong. That's why you can feel the pains and you can feel the scars of that because you've done them wrong. Don't say, I've never taught any woman to disobey their husband. I don't care if he's an unsaved man. You still obey him. Tell you something to do wrong, say, I just don't want to do that. And that's wrong. Let's go to the party. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going on with those, around those wicked folks. I don't want to do that, honey. I'll do anything you say, but not, please don't have me do that. Where you going? You fall on your face and begin to pray and wait. He won't mess with you. Well, you stay here then. All right. I love you so much, honey. Thank you. I want to do that. I bless you. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's what Abigail did with Naboth. She ran to David and said, he's a fool. That's what his name is. He's just a fool. Come on. Eat this food, David. You're king. I know what you're doing. I know it's of Yahweh. That's what we need to understand, saints. You give your a husband, wife, because he has given you a head. You obey him in all things, not in some things. You obey him in all things. You don't talk back. That's why your mothers, you teach the young women how to be wives. You know, I said, I tell Sister Robert, talk to the young sister. No, I know how they will respond to her. You all get nutty at the fruitcake. I thought about this morning. Here you are with you, Sister Robert. You all say, what you want to do? I wish my wife walked like Brother Neesmith's wife. I'm not ashamed how she walks now. But I do wish she walked like that. I look at the leg. I see how it shrunk up. I see how the meat. I see how my wife's leg is. I'm not ashamed of her leg being. I'm not ashamed of it. I really am not. I'm not ashamed of my wife. I'm not ashamed of her leg. I am not. That's just the truth. I'm not. And yet we see what Yahweh even did here in the initial stages of this place right here. We saw a sister that just believed Yahweh. Had faith to believe him. You can take it for whatever you want to. She had faith. 99.9% of y'all could have done that. You'd have raised hell. You'd have sold your soul. And yet she said, I won't do it. Even made me question Yahweh. Well, who was my world evangelist Horn? He helped me a lot on that one. He did. Why? Because the things he told me, the thing that, yes, Sister Horn, your husband told me, he proved that in that bed of death, all right? He meant what he said. Yeah, he did. Because my faith will try it on that one. I'm not going to lie to you. And yet that big man, the things he would say. Why? Because you always had a trial for him. That those very same words, what he told me, they were words of truth. Sure they were. Because he died trusting in those same words. You see a sister like that had faith to just trust you all way? Hallelujah. Y'all, we bless you all, saints. Be encouraged. Pray one for the other. I'm encouraged, saints. I really am. I want to go into the kingdom, saints, above all things. I won't do anything to hinder any of you all from going in. I don't want to do that. I'm not a deceived preacher. And I'm not preaching of deceit. This world is deceived. Few there be that find this opportunity. Y'all, we bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Father, in all things we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. We give you honor. We thank you for all your many blessings. In Messiah's name we pray. Hallelujah. Y'all, we bless you.